Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kodak knows. 1 week away from the Cats, dude.
He's ready for cat fever.
I'm ready for cat fever. I think we're all ready. I need a little Paul Maurice in my life.
Whoa.
Oh, man. Hey, Lyric, you had a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your actionattorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call at 866-954. More.
Flex. It's partly cloudy. With a slight breeze, clouds are hardly moving. So that means it's got to feel hot as hell. Looks like it's coming out of the east, southeast. I'd say 5 to 10 miles an hour, if that. And it's probably about, gotta say 90 degrees. It's been getting up there again. The humidity hasn't been as high. That's why you haven't had the rain, but it's still been pretty hot.
How do you do, Frog Boy?
It is currently 91 degrees, just like you mentioned. You got considerable cloudiness with occasional rain. Never heard of that, considerable cloudiness.
Well, it's raining in Cuba, as Jay Fig just told us.
Oh, all right. All right, sweet. Mm. Coming our way. Winds coming from the east-southeast at 9 miles per hour.
Hmm. Interesting. Headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Board. Well, nope, never mind. Illegal formation, Tobin, 15-yard Tobin. Penalty. Minus one. That's for deception.
I started reaching for my truck.
Yeah, we gotta get you a Volkswagen, dude, because it's brought to you really by Doral Volkswagen. Mm. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Final score last night, 31-12. Miami Dolphins lose to the Tennessee Titans.
Mm. Mm. This was a McDaniel legacy game, you said, right?
Did I say that?
Did I say that?
No, you call them all something.
I'm pretty sure you said this is a Mike McDaniel legacy game. What does this say for his legacy after what you witnessed yesterday?
That he had no players.
Oh, that's what we're going to go with, huh? Cap for Life was right. The excuse train is running wild.
It's not here. What's the difference between a reason and an excuse?
The amount that I choose to invest in it.
Legitimacy.
How much it helps my argument.
Right.
I mean, everyone here, has injuries.
There's only a handful of teams that can win with their backup quarterback.
Yeah, the Tennessee Titans. Put up 30 points with the quarterback.
Wait. And the reason why he's a backup quarterback is because Will Levis was drafted so high, but he probably isn't the best quarterback. But
I can name six backup quarterbacks that got a win on Sunday. All can. Darnold.
No.
Dalton.
No, no, wait. He started week one.
He wasn't the plan, though. He wasn't the plan.
He's not the starter. J.J. McCarthy would be starting.
I count it.
He's 4-0.
I'm Mills Lane.
I'll allow it. Andy Dalton.
Backup.
Fields.
Backup.
He wasn't the backup. All right.
He wasn't.
You're quibbling. You're quibbling. You're quibbling.
Deshaun Watson.
Was he a backup? Can you be a backup if you start? Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner ended up is a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Oh, why don't you do Tom Brady, too? We're going to call him a backup quarterback? Do Tom Brady, too. Oh, yes.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Mike Tomlin said Russell Wilson had pole position. Right. He got hurt. Backup quarterback. Count it.
Joe Flacco.
He's never played one play.
Count it. Joe Flacco, backup quarterback.
Right, keep going.
Joe Flacco.
You're looking around.
Are you going to count Joe Flacco as the backup?
Yes.
How about Malik Willis, who beat this team last week?
Malik Willis. How can you forget Malik Willis? So far, that's five. I don't even know who's available out there, but I'm sure I'll be able to find six. I'll find six. You give me a second, I'll find six.
I give you, that's more than I thought.
It's just everyone seems to be having success regardless of injuries. And I'm not talking about world-breaking success. I understand we're not going to be the offense we were last year. But holy crap, could I get a touchdown that doesn't involve, scramble that was disgusting looking? And then to pick it off on the two-point conversion, it's just like, of course. Of course we're going to get picked off on the two-point conversion.
I'm sure Tyreek Hill is loving today that the conversation is all what a mistake it was for him to leave the Chiefs.
At that point, Leroy wasn't watching, so I don't know anything of what you're talking about.
No, I completely get it. It was fourth quarter, finally he runs into the end zone, and then we go for two, interception. And it's like, okay,
is Tyreek Hill going to be treated like who is that host who left American Idol and let Seacrest become Ryan Seacrest? Is that going to be Tyreek Hill's legacy? Because it feels like anytime things go bad for the Dolphins, they're like, woof, you believe he's not on the Chiefs?
Brian Dunkelman. You remember Brian Dunkelman?
Listen, okay for Tyreek to be upset.
Horrible name.
Right? I mean, you kind of want that frustration on your team so that guys feel obligated to do better. Right? Now, when they get in the meeting rooms, people need to be called out.
Yeah, and I hope one of them is to Tyreek Hill for laying a ball right to a Titan. That should have been a scoop and score. Seemed like Chris Fowler was the only one who did the research there.
He didn't know laying.
Oh, he olayed it, dude.
He
olayed
it. I've had that same thing happen to me.
But that's not the first time I've seen that with him, though. How many times have we seen that?
No, because you want to know how it happens? So the whole point of the play is you want to kind of bow out a little bit and catch it coming forward, right? So you kind of do that little bubble. You're going to get it running, okay? And the quarterback's going to lead it to you. You have no idea that it's a lateral. And if he throws it while you're still doing the bubble, you're actually running away from the ball and not forward. And that's what happened to Tyreek. He was still kind of fading, and at that point, he should have been going forward.
Didn't this happen in, London, though? Against
Germany.
Germany against the Chiefs.
Yes.
This happens a lot with him. You got to know.
It happens. You just – it's kind of a thing you got to – he's got to start moving forward sooner.
Or no, the ball is live.
That should be the game plan for next week. We need to start moving forward sooner.
Guys, I got a good idea. Let's go forward.
Can't. I don't think we can. I don't think we can.
That's the thing there, is that I don't think they have any plays that are just straight ahead, and the ones that they do have look terrible.
Let me know when I can see Tyreek Hill in Spain, dude, when he's bullfighting, because that was laying it.
Isn't that the problem, though? Like, we seem to be discussing, and we constantly were like, you know, this makes Tua look good, because only Tua could run this offense. And I know everyone designs an offense based off the strengths of their quarterback, but there has to be times, we've seen it in the past, Tom Brady went down, and I'm not trying to talk about Brady, I don't care about him in this sentence, but Tom Brady went down, New England system was good enough that A.J. Feely, Jacoby Brissett, Jimmy Garoppolo, so on and so forth, were able to at least put up a substantial effort. It seems like if Tua's not in the game, this team has no shot.
But the thing is like, the thing that's weird about this time around, and I know the Dolphins, the time Tua got hurt at the end of the last season in 22, like, I know that they went on a pretty long time, but they did win some games without him, didn't they?
Yeah.
Or they looked, but
the only difference was they were in a totally different offense.
No, they weren't. They were in this
offense. Oh, they were in this? Okay. Yeah. This, I thought you were talking about when Fitzpatrick.
But at least it was like, all right, you know, Teddy Bridgewater was like kind of competent, you know? Like,
true.
I don't know.
It's strange, man. And, okay.
Maybe it's a situation where Teddy Bridgewater picked up on all these intricacies quicker than the quarterbacks we have now.
Maybe.
He also had a full.
They actually didn't win any games without him.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Like, but they didn't score. It wasn't 3 points every week.
You know what's interesting, though? I've seen Tua have success without McDaniel. I haven't seen McDaniel have success without Tua.
Oh, yeah, that Vikings game. That was totally on Jalen Waddle. another guy you can't count on. By the way.
He's doing his best, dude. He's doing
guy
his best.
Guy got an extension because of a touchdown celebration.
Watch out. What did you say?
What do you mean, dude?
Bro, we love the Waddle.
Oh, come on, dude. I love the Waddle as much as the next guy. That's the only reason he got an extension.
Come on, dude.
You're going to regret saying
that one day.
Tobin.
One media day, you will regret that.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Oh, my goodness.
That game against the Vikings was Waddle's fault.
You know what I need to throw you right now? A floaty.
What do you mean?
Because the rat, I see you.
I'm not rats off a ship. I'm spitting facts, dude. His name should be changed to Jalen Bobble.
Whoa! You, sir, are out of line.
I'm going to say it. Nobody wants to say it because he's a very nice man. He is classy, and he has a really fun dance, and we all love when he says Fins for the win. But here's the facts about it. When you need him to step up,
there
goes the football.
Okay. Too much. Can't believe you, dude. We love Waddle. You're pointing your anger in the wrong direction.
My anger's everywhere.
It is everywhere.
Leroy said it. The only people I'm not, there's only two people I'm not mad at, probably because I'm scared of them.
Yes.
But I am not mad at Zach Sealer, and I am not mad at Calais Campbell, but the rest of you bozos, you better shape up or ship out.
I will take on one of those little bitty ass receivers right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Tyreek will probably hit you 5 times before you even realize he's so quick.
He'll probably just ole past me and let a Titan pick me up.
Braxton Berrios, what about that punt return yesterday? Huh?
Pretty good.
Someone did something.
I mean, we're talking about tallest dwarf here, but
okay, all right.
It's like
you use that line too. I heard you use that line when I was driving yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it's because
Omar was like, I told him Eichenberg sucks, and he goes, he's the best out of these guys. I'm like, yeah, great, tallest dwarf. Congrats.
Is he the best out of these guys?
I guess I don't know.
See, Tolman doesn't pay attention enough to make these.
They all seem.
I want to know how Big Boy did. Paul,
you want me to get his grade? Let's see. I think Barry Jackson just tweeted this out.
I don't know. If I'm going off of vibes, he did all right, I guess. There was times definitely where I saw Huntley held the ball too long and decided he was going to scramble, but man, he didn't look as athletic as I thought he would. It just seemed like, yeah, he scrambled.
Why did you? Wait. Hold on, Frog Boy.
Yeah.
Why did you think he was athletic?
For what he did in Baltimore.
Everything he didn't run in Baltimore.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Also, he mentioned his mobility was a weapon coming in.
Nah, he's mobile.
He's mobile. He's the only touchdown he scored was on his
legs.
You got
the mobility you wanted.
Oh my! It just did it. Like even when he slid, I was like, oh my god, he just not good.
Offensive line.
Huh. All F's across the board. Wow.
Offensive line. Pro Football Focus rated right guard Liam Eichenberg. This is from Barry Jackson.
No way.
Liam Eichenberg, the Dolphins' best player on offense on Monday night.
What?
Center Aaron Brewer was rated Miami's fourth worst player on Monday night. Left guard Robert Jones was rated Miami's third worst player. Left tackle Patrick Paul making his first NFL start while Teron Armstead is in concussion protocol permitted three pressures and a sack. Every other starting offensive lineman except Brewer permitted two pressures. PFF rated Brewer as Miami's best pass protector against Tennessee, while Eichenberg was rated the Dolphins' best run blocker. See what I mean with him? Like, these are the stats he leads in. Oh, our best run blocker? Oh, you mean for getting Achane 15 yards? Great. It's like being the leading scorer on the Pistons.
Mm. Well, that also means that nobody else was run blocking very well.
Yikes.
So they have to work together. That's my whole point, that it's more important for them to work together than have one guy be awesome.
Work together.
Man.
I've seen that.
Gotta tell you, I had more questions about the defensive line than I did the offensive line when the season started. And the facts have changed.
It happens, dude.
It happens.
It happens.
Facts have changed because I got a number of questions. Like, you have to understand, when you get that much pressure on a quarterback, the next time he gets the ball, he ain't even looking at the pass pattern. He's looking at the rush. So when you say, oh, he missed this guy or missed that guy, yeah, that's because he's been getting heaters all day.
Man. This guy's still on here. No Skrilla. What's going on, man?
What's going on? It's Mo Skrilla.
Oh, Mo Skrilla.
Mo Skrilla.
Yeah, I, you know, Frogboy, yeah. That was on you, man. Dude. Of course it was right. Mo Skrilla. Who doesn't want No Skrilla?
No, it's either Skrilla. Skrilla. I'm all about, you know. Sorry.
Hey, sorry. That, man? First time calling, man. Appreciate you guys, man. Love you, too.
Hey, thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling.
I got a damage is done.
Who?
My damage is done. The Miami-Dade Police Department was ruining our season. The first part of the season. That's where it started.
That's where it is.
It's been terrible, man.
Wow.
Yep.
Woo-hoo. He's right. Well, he's on to some.
No, wait. He's they won that game.
Yeah, but you're running on adrenaline, you know. All right, let's see some more of you guys calling in. We'll get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored coming on up. We'll hear a little bit. We'll hear from Mike McDaniel. Back after this.
Come on. Sicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Just don't think. Stink, pink gators. My Detroit players. Tim's for my hooligans.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh, hello. Vamos, gatos! I noticed that both Jay Fig and Marcos are wearing Panther shirts today, Leroy.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Because they're rats off a ship, you know? They don't want to be seen.
Rats off a ship.
They don't want to be seen in their gear.
I got my Snoop shirt on.
I'd wear that after yesterday.
Here's what it says. Nope.
That's a good point.
Shirt. That's a good shirt. Yeah, that's a good shirt.
Point for wardrobe.
Point for Leroy.
Hey, you got to get the whole pick. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and meanwhile, this guy's celebrating 72. Take off that hat.
No, I'm not taking off that.
Take it off.
Speaking of 1972, did you guys see Zonk's tweet yesterday?
Oh, no. What'd he say?
He just tweets at the. He doesn't tweet. You know, sometimes he'll live tweet during a game.
Yeah.
Doesn't live tweet during the game.
Yep.
And then when it's over, he just tweets. Let me get this exact phrasing correctly so I just nail this, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to misquote Zonk.
Gets angry.
This is what he tweeted. Sad.
Oof.
Hashtag T-E-N versus M-I-A. Hashtag fins up.
Just sad.
Sad.
You have to get the hashtags correct.
Have to.
Always. I would have went with Tim Boyle at a certain point yesterday.
What?
Yep.
It wouldn't have gotten any better. That's seeing that's the thing that I always have a problem with. You think if those coaches thought that it would be better with a different guy that they would put him in? Absolutely.
Well, I don't think they know what they're doing.
Zonk was also asked. He was asked by somebody. This was not a direct tweet out to everybody. It was a reply. Mm. But this is what Zonk says, and I think this will go to what Leroy said. I think that these two running back greats think alike. Somebody named Mike says, in your opinion, why is this team so bad? To which Larry Zonka replied, I would say unrehearsed and conditioning.
Ah, okay.
There you go. Which I think would go back to the preseason of not enough reps together.
Correct.
Exactly.
You know, you're running a frat house over there, McDaniel.
Too cutesy, dude.
Too cute, Bill.
Wants to be everyone's friend. Wants to be on the everyone's.
Mike McDaniel's basically like, you don't need to practice. You know, we can just basically play some Madden. It's the same.
One of the reasons why you do that is because you don't want the young guys to get into bad habits. You don't want young guys to think that this is the way it's always going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You want young guys to feel like, I got to work hard to get through this season. You got to work hard to get through this camp. Like all the camps that I went through, especially with Bill Belichick, you had to work your ass off just to get to the point to be able to make it through camp.
The young don't know what they don't know.
And that got you ready for the season.
Steve.
Oh, man. Can we hear from Mike McDaniel? Obviously, Tyreek Hill upset on the sideline.
Hold on. Let me block off some time. 12:20. Okay, go.
This was Mike McDaniel. His thoughts when the TV cameras showed Tyreek Hill mad on the sidelines, very clearly yelling right in Mike McDaniel's direction. I don't know if it was directly at Mike McDaniel or at Wes Welker, but he was mad, and it was very visible. Here was McDaniel.
I would expect him to be visibly upset at somebody. You know, a lot of times guys can be, yelling at, he's a leader and he wanted to do everything that he could to make sure the result wasn't that. And so there's, you know, within the locker room, there's a lot of guys challenging each other and we get an opportunity to see what we're made of for sure.
In other words, don't read into it. Just be glad that he has some emotion about the way they're playing.
I guess.
I actually saw what he was saying. I was able to slow down the footage, and it seemed like he was saying,
oh, no.
I didn't realize that was a lateral. Someone should tell me that was a lateral. He was just mad at himself, dude.
I didn't understand the rules.
I didn't purposely kick it to him. I just didn't get it.
And then Mike McDaniel responded by telling him, don't worry, Tyreek. Authenticity is the greatest form of energy. Write that down. And what would Socrates say to that?
Write that down. They came in so bleeping arrogant for a team that has done nothing.
Yep.
They came in like they had all the answers to the point where McDaniel was ending his sentences like this.
Write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up. You write this down. Fix it, dude.
Yeah.
Now.
Agreed.
Horrible, man.
Hubris.
What the hell am I watching?
You know?
Hubris. That's a good word.
Yeah. Hubris.
Is that a new word?
Sounds like a
hubris.
Hubris. Sounds like a like my neighbor or something. Like Aunt Hubris.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Just, you know.
Your angry neighbor.
Yeah. Gerald and Hubert.
When you tell a group of reporters... We laugh at you.
Laugh at
you. Idiots. You guys don't think that we put together a good offensive line? Not only
now you got to eat that crap like a sandwich.
Yeah. Hubris.
Hubris.
Vlad, who was boots on the ground last night.
Oh, Vlad.
He says, Tyreek was upset entering the locker room after the game. He said, we're playing like we soft. And I would agree. I would agree.
Kick the ball.
You can take out like.
Right.
And take out we.
Yeah, I.
No, we playing soft.
Well, then why would you take out we?
Why would you take out we? Yeah.
The second we. The
second
two we. Of them.
Oh. Second we.
Put it up.
What are we, French?
Clown.
we playing like we soft.
Put it up. No. We playing like we soft.
Yes.
Take out the we. Take out the soft. Just, like, take out like and take out we.
We playing soft?
Yeah.
Ho ho.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, is that a friend?
You said it wrong first, though.
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
Man.
Someone says, I'm the mush? How could I be the mush?
What? You're the mush.
How? There's nothing.
It's hard to debunk mush claims. Let me tell you, I had to wear it for a year. I literally had to, actually 2 years. I had to wear it until the Panthers hoisted Lord Stanley.
You can just say then you can just say anyone's a mush then for no reason.
Well, that was my entire point when you guys called me the mush.
No, but you're totally a mush.
I'm not the mush.
Oh, we saw what you did.
Bob is a Stanley Cup champion.
That's true. Mush broken.
Can he play quarterback?
But he is a Stanley Cup champion because you stayed away from him.
I mean, it's hard to say.
Validates the mush.
No, it's not hard to say.
It's hard to say.
Not on.
I didn't even go to the tailgate yesterday.
Can you play a real coach?
Oh, yeah.
Man Campbell.
One who eats glass.
Matt Campbell yesterday. This was him after they were so bored just scoring touchdowns. They're throwing touchdowns to Jared Goff, who was very slow. Yeah. Jared Goff scoring in the end zone, throwing touchdowns. Didn't get a game ball, though, even though he was 18 for 18.
He set a record. Wasn't good enough.
Here is Man Campbell.
Yeah, well, like, I just gave the game ball to somebody else, so I feel awful right now. You have the safety.
Yeah. No, I knew he played a heck of a game. I did not realize he was perfect. I did not know he was literally 18 for 18. I mean, but I knew he played really well. You could feel it. And he really found his rhythm early. And I thought he was seeing the field, played with rhythm. He had to move a little bit in the pocket. I thought what really kickstarted him is the, you know, he had to kind of move in the pocket, got spun around and hung with J-Mo and hit him on the hook for the first down. It was big, man, because he was rolling after that. But just a number of huge throws, played with poise, got us in the right play. You know, it was a heck of a play on the down in the red zone on the catch. Good throw by Saint. You know, been working that. So I just thought it was excellent.
Jared Goff is who he's talking about.
Jared Goff.
Leroy labeled Jared Goff the worst quarterback in the world. I wonder.
Well, he partnered it with Carson Wentz.
True. Right. Twofer. Yeah. He said right.
And it wasn't to disparage them. Well, it was to disparage the choice that teams make to pick them 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Well, right now he's getting, you know what? He doesn't need a game ball. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because Man Campbell, he gives him the ultimate prize that a man gives somebody.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you what that is.
A hug.
No. What?
What?
No, that's not at all.
No, I didn't. No.
No. Too much. I'll show you what it is.
Yeah. Too much.
Yeah.
Please.
Uh-oh. No, we got to
see. Where's he going?
I don't know.
I'm scared.
Is he going to hit me? One time, the last time he came over here, he did hit me.
Remember that. I think I started that.
You were the last time we did come over here.
Oh no, he's gonna look. He's like, he's nervous.
Is he there?
Yeah. Okay.
Shake your hand.
Oh yeah.
Shake your hand,
man.
That's what a man does.
Now it's happening. Hey,
yeah. Marcos, why are you still nervous?
I was. It was a PTSD last time I came here.
Marcos was like.
He's going to put me in a grapple move before I know it. Armbar! Wouldn't that be right up Man Campbell's alley, though, to give instead of a game ball, a game armbar?
Give you a noogie. Yeah, give you a noogie.
I thought he was going to give me a blue chew.
Apparently you have banana hands.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Why are your hands so white?
He's got some mitts.
Why are my hands so white?
Yeah, look, hold your hands up.
It's not disguised with the rest of them.
Oh, wow. No way, but.
Yeah. They look like somebody else's hands.
I think it's just like the
lighting.
The camera adjusting. The lighting. Yeah. Dude.
Yes.
Look at my hand.
Oh, no. I've already done that one.
All right.
Your hand's bigger than your face. This nigga's stupid.
Take a quick break. We'll mix things on up. Back after this.
Never let you down, baby.
Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's let you guys know the NASCAR playoffs are set for Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of October. And you guys can win a 4-pack of tickets to see it all unfold. To enter, go to WQM.com/contest. If you can't wait to win, purchase your tickets at HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. And by the way, last segment was our 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, which is brought to you by the Lexus RX. Can't wait for Game Day Uncensored next Sunday morning. Oh, just a delight to do that at 9 a.m. Anyway, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Let's mix it on up, dude. Frog boy! Oh, man. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What's in the mixed bag today, Marcos?
Let's go ahead and finish off what we've been discussing all day today. Continue to rip off that scab so we can move on to next week. Unfortunately, in addition to yesterday's loss, as if that wasn't hard enough, the science beater himself, Jalen Phillips, limped off the field at a certain point, clearly bothered by what seemed to be a knee injury. Not a lot of updates. I've been searching. But we do have reaction from yesterday's game. Javon Holland on Phillips limping off the field.
We see Jalen limping off. Do you think, how can it get any worse? You know, it's
which pretty, one?
When Jalen limping off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He got, like, you know, hit or something like that. I mean, it's football. You know, it's a contact sport. And it shit sucks, though, seeing him like that, especially after everything he's gone through. But he's a warrior. You've seen him out there still, you know, going through it. So it's tough to see guys go down and injuries be had. So, but, you know, I know that he was going to be all right regardless.
Yeah, I'm bummed about it, man. And he looked so pissed. He looked so upset. He's worked so hard. I hope he's okay. Hope he's okay. What else you got, dude?
Well, we can turn our attention to a little bit of basketball for a second.
Yeah.
Yesterday, as we were leaving the building, I was there. I was the last person from our little group as I was packing up. And it was like maybe a little bit past 2:10, 2:15, when I got word that Jimmy Butler had finally arrived for media day. Fully dressed. He addressed a lot of questions that I'm sure we'll get into as the week continues to unfold. Just a preview of some of the things that Jimmy said. Finally got a response. Got a reaction to keep your mouth shut.
Uh-oh.
This is what the star heat forward please, had to say.
Pat has made clear how much he respects you and values you. So when he made the mouth shut comment about your Boston joke at the F1, did it bother you or did you take it in good?
Oh, hold on. Before I get to his answer, please do you see how that person asked that question?
I didn't like it, Barry.
You see how he asked
you didn't set me up that great, Barry.
Oh.
Good in spirit because you know how Pat feels about you.
Not too many things can bother me nowadays. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I got a beautiful family. And I get to hoop. I get to play basketball. Not too much in the media is going to ever get to me.
Yeah.
Oh, you got lucky, dude.
No riff.
Not too much of Tobin will get to me.
No, you got lucky, dude. That's how you ask a question.
Hot damn.
He was like, oh, you know, Pat appreciates and loves you. You know, you got to hit him with the softball first. Tobin,
you know what? To be fair, I'm not telling nobody to do their job. He didn't really answer the question.
I answered enough for me.
Wait.
Okay.
He said not too much in the media. This wasn't from the media.
But it was to the
media.
The media.
No.
Just let me off the hook, man.
No. Didn't answer the question. Did he press? Because, you know, listen, I've heard many a times where people say, oh, he had every right to question and press him. But now he didn't hear. He folded up. Because he didn't answer the question.
Minus one for sidestepping.
Yes.
Minus one.
So, is it okay that I say, oh, for a person or whatever who thinks it's okay to ask any question to any athlete, you kind of sidestepped the follow-up to this question that wasn't answered.
Well, I think it's a good enough answer. It's a good enough answer.
No.
I think we can
Would I be accurate in making that assessment?
I think the work here is done, and I think we can move on.
Okay.
Nobody did a follow-up, huh?
I followed up just fine.
Marcos, if you were there, you should have.
Did anybody ask a follow-up?
They did ask a follow-up. If you want to hear that and much more, make sure you turn it into Tobin and Leroy tomorrow from 10 to 2.
Wow.
Yeah, radio tease, baby.
For 24 hours?
24 hours.
24 hours?
Yep. That's a lot of segments.
We still got to get through the next 30 minutes.
Well, you won't hear a thing.
Yeah.
Except.
You have Tyler Hero coming on the show, you know. For those who missed it.
Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
Why no crazy fit, huh? This is his answer.
No crazy attire this year. We were expecting maybe something
Man, look, I don't know what I had planned, but all my plans went to complete and utter not my way because of what has transpired. But I'm here, normal hair, no shenanigans. That's all I got.
What did you want to do?
I don't even know. I don't even know. My mind isn't all the way anywhere right now. You know what I'm saying? I've been running around and trying to make it back here. So I'm just happy that I'm here at this time.
I don't know if I like no shenanigans, Jimmy. I like all business, Jimmy.
You're just all about the shenanigans.
I do like chicanery.
Yeah, but here's the problem. With the way last season ended, the comments this year, the no extension, is it really time or place for shenanigans?
Definitely not a time or place. It kind of feels, I mean, in all honesty, kind of feels like Pat Riley won another one. Another public standoff. The Godfather got the best of them.
Hey,
that machine?
Hey, over under 70 games.
Still going under, but slightly under. It's a slight under.
68.
Yeah, 60.
So you think he'll play the qualifying?
Yes, he will qualify for awards this year.
Okay,
because that's gonna help his negotiation.
Now, let me take that a step further.
Yeah.
Will Pat be happy if he plays less than 70?
Talk to me when I know what their seed is.
Okay.
If it's play-in, no. If it's top four, yes.
But if he plays more than 70 games in the play-in, then you can make an evaluation of the team.
For sure. Agreed.
Right?
Yep.
If he plays 50 games and other guys get hurt and banged up and you do the same thing you did last year, you can't even evaluate your players and how they fit.
Well, I'm sure they're getting after it today in the Bahamas.
Hey, but I tell you what.
They posted a video.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You think that you ever going to say these words? The Heat are playing soft.
Oh, no. Spo yesterday called out Ira for being soft.
I saw the quote. I actually haven't heard the clip on
that.
I haven't heard it. I kept seeing it on Twitter. I never got to play it.
Oh, you
got to
see it.
Really?
Oh, yo.
Spo is intense, is he not?
Spo is intense.
He is intense.
I was a little intimidated when he walked in.
Really? Oh, you think he has an aura?
No, he does.
Really?
That's he just you know, walked in and just, he strange. Meant business. Yeah.
You know why
down.
I like you know why I like this Spo?
He's got aura.
For media day. Normally he's smiling, he's in a cheerful mood.
He was pissed.
Or whatever. When he's gotta go through some stuff during the season, that ain't the time for being jovial. You know, that ain't the time. You can make fun. How was your off season? How cool was the Olympics? You know, and like just ask him questions like during the season when they going through it. That's not a Spo to be trifled with. I like this Spo. I only talk to him this time of year, in the beginning of the year, right? When he hasn't gone through anything yet. Hadn't had to deal with nothing yet. And he comes in smiling. He's fun. He's energetic. Shaking hands.
He loves smiling.
Right? He's like, you don't see. Let me tell you. Pay attention to Spo during his interviews, like his pressers, during the year. And see how it goes. And just remember the Spo we talked to in the beginning of the year.
Vlad says.
And you'll see. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
Vlad says, speaking of playing soft, Blue Chew. Oh, no Blue Chew reads it. No Blue Chew reads it.
Pretty good.
I'll save that one though, dude.
He also says yesterday.
Tobin is confusing. He wants them to practice at a military field and be focused, but also wants chicanery from the superstar.
See, there you go.
I can explain it though. I can explain it.
That sounds like a boxed in.
It's not a boxed in. It's not a boxed in.
An explanation.
It's not a boxed in. I'll tell you why. It's a great theory to throw out there, Vlad. But it's like Leroy said, time and place. Media day is silly. It's time to let your hair down. It's time to have a little bit of fun, show the personality.
Silly.
And then...
Nobody else is being silly.
No, that's not true, dude. People are silly all of the time. He just took it to another level.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
Do you know how ridiculous it is?
You cannot... Here. You cannot show up late and then be silly. No.
Mechanical. Do we believe in Slim's theory that that Jimmy Butler did show up in costume and Pat Riley made him leave and get and change, and so they made up this whole mechanical issue thing?
Well, no. You know why? Because somebody would have saw him earlier.
Maybe. I don't know.
No. Every time somebody came in the building, we knew they were there, and we were getting ready for them. So
what about that alleged video that Will Manso had from 11 o'clock where it was an alleged Jimmy Butler that said, I'm here?
Yes.
Now, nobody had eyes on him.
Or was it just Leroy?
No, we debunked that. That was Leroy.
It might have been Leroy saying about Domino's. It's possible.
I think it's Leroy.
It's possible.
No, for sure.
He's yelling at. Well, I did chase him. I did chase him. Like
you chased him every time you saw him in the hallway.
We're gonna end up with an entire. We're gonna end up with an entire tournament just so Leroy can get 2 out of 3.
No, that's not it. So we can get the rules straight. There's 1,000 different ways to play domino.
Here it goes.
Why can't you just tip the cap? I mean,
it didn't seem close. I don't know dominoes, but it didn't seem close.
No, because here's the deal.
Okay.
Yeah, and here's what y'all don't understand. If you play keeping it down, that means that you control the board, right? When you close up the board, you get all of his points. But he was keeping score like during the actual hand.
Even Scooby doesn't.
So that means
you.
That it's 2 different sets of rules.
I don't know. It seems like he had your number.
Scooby, you don't believe that. Scooby, what? Look at me, Scooby!
That was Scooby.
Look at me!
That was Tom.
He doesn't want to look at you.
Look at him. He's like, I'm embarrassed to be your friend. Look at him. He's looking the other way. He closes his eyes. Sounded come like, on, Scooby.
Sounded like Devin Haney. What are you going to sue Bam next?
Scooby. Look. You want to see?
Anything else in the mix bag, Marcos?
Yes, we do. One on the way out. We didn't get to mention this too much yesterday because of our crazy day, but...
Oh, no!
Dikembe Mutombo. Passed away for sure.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Excellent defender. Joel Embiid mentioned Dikembe Mutombo being one of the people he looked up to.
It is a sad day. First of all, my condolences to family and, close, people. Meant a lot, obviously, just like I said about myself, obviously he accomplished a lot, on the court, but, he was a role model for me, mainly because of what he did off the court, some of the stuff that he did in his country. Like I said, it is a sad day for Africa, but really for the whole world, because he really did care about, people and making people's lives better. And, that's why I say he's my role model. That's what I aspire to be. But this is a sad day for Africa, for the whole world. And, once again, my condolences.
There you go, Joel Embiid.
Funny, that's your idol. You spend a lot more time on the ground than he did.
Not the time, Leroy! What about TNP?
All right.
Hey, what about time and place?
You were thinking it.
That doesn't help.
That's why he laughed. He just beat me to the punch. You stop. I can still respect him being his idol and him wanting to be Dikembe Mutombo and me appreciating all the good that Dikembe Mutombo has done while still acknowledging the fact that if he was your role model, why are you always flailing on the ground?
Take a break. Back after this.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.